Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome to another edition of the Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. As always, I'm thrilled you're here today, and my hope is that these couple of minutes would offer encouragement as you launch into your day. And today, we're going to talk about a deeper problem. In the Old Testament, there's a book called Ecclesiastes. I don't know if you've read it or not, but if you have read it, you know that in some ways it can be a bit depressing, but it's really honest. It's written by Solomon, one of the wisest people. The Bible says that, the wisest man that has ever lived. And in chapter one, he's trying to figure out the world around him. Let me give you a little sample from chapter one. He says, "I've applied my mind to study and to explore by wisdom all that is done under the heavens. What a heavy burden God has laid on mankind." He's feeling the weight of this. He says, "I have seen all the things that are done under the sun. All of them are meaningless, a chasing after the wind. What is crooked, it cannot be straightened. What is lacking, it cannot be counted. I said to myself, 'Look, I've increased in wisdom more than anyone who has ruled over heaven before me. I've experienced much of wisdom and knowledge. For with much wisdom comes much sorrow. The more knowledge, the more grief.'" He's trying to understand the world around him. And as he's trying to understand the world around him, he's trying to do it out of his own intellect. He's trying to figure it out himself. And honestly, that's what most Westerners, that's what most of us do with the world around us. We think if there's a problem around us, we see the surface of that problem, we think there must be a natural solution. So let's try to research it. Let's try to build it. Let's try to get technology around it to fix the problem. But that is a problem. And the reason why that's a problem is that's just the surface. Because not every problem we see is a surface level problem. There's not just a physical world around us. There is also a spiritual world around us. And what I mean by that is there are things at play that we cannot see with our earthly eyes. Now, just because we can't see it doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. And here's the truth. A lot of the problems we see around us are not just natural problems. They are spiritual problems. And you can't fix spiritual problems with a natural solution. Technology, it's awesome. Knowledge is great, but they're not enough. Because here's the truth. More technology, more wisdom, more data cannot fix a bent human heart. That's a spiritual issue. So we can study, which I recommend we do, and we can learn more about poverty, and we can learn more about racism, and we can learn more about crime, and we can make some improvements, but to assume a natural solution is going to fix this problem, it's just going to come up short. At the root of these things, there's a spiritual problem, and spiritual problems require spiritual answers. One of the things I've discovered is the more I study about something and the more I know about it, the more I realize there's a lot I still don't know. And that honestly can feel defeating. I think that's a bit of what Solomon felt in chapter one when he's trying to figure it out and he says, man, it's like chasing the wind. Who can know this? This is hard. And so it's this reminder that whatever we're facing today, whatever that problem is, to look underneath the surface because it's often a spiritual issue. And if we want to figure out answers to spiritual issues, we need revelation from God himself. So I want to encourage you, what are you facing today? What struggles are in front of you? Could it be that it's not just a physical problem, it's not just an earthly, a surface level problem, but could it be that there's something spiritual at play? What would it look like for you to bring those things to God himself today and talk to your Heavenly Father and say, God, would you help me? God, would you help me to walk through this? Would you do what only you can do? Man, it's a deeper problem. Surface solutions are not the answer. A spiritual problem needs a spiritual answer from God himself. Hope you have a fantastic day today. Please join us this Sunday at 9:30, 11, or 5 p.m. for our English services, or at 11 a.m. for Sugar Hill Espanol. We love you guys. Hope you have a fantastic day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.